This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha part of tonight's shiur is a very interesting topic. Which aliyah is best? In terms of kibbudim, which aliyah is best? You may wonder, l'may nafkamina, what difference? Surely getting an aliyah is a mitzvah. Calling a man up to say brachas and to have that particular mitzvah is surely a very big kibbud. So what difference does it make? Well, there are a few nafkaminas. There are some practical differences. If you're a gaba, if you're the one calling up, then you want to be sure that you know who to honor, how to honor, because there are different customs in different communities, and therefore it's important to know that. Moreover, if you're the person receiving the kibbud, you want to know, you know, how much to pay. Your person often makes a nedava, makes some sort of donation to the shul or to tzedakah, and therefore, if it's a very prestigious aliyah, then it would be appropriate to give a bigger nedava. And there are some famous aliyahs, such as the one in this week's Edra, that's the connection to this week's Parsha, namely the Shira, to get called up for Oz Yashir, or the Aseres Hadibros in next week's Parsha, or indeed Chazak or something like that. There are some Sedras which are more prominent than others, and therefore the minhag is to give the Rav or some prominent member of the community the aliyah. So those are the nafkaminas as to why it's important to know. Now, if you look at the handout, this year is based on something I heard from Ari Leibowitz, and a phenomenal Talmud Chacham in America, and he put together many sources on this, and I heard the shir. Let's jump to number 5 on the box, on the handout. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. We're talking about a regular Shabbos. The Gemara in Gittin says that, Mipnei Darkei HaShalom, this is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes on the base, the Mipnei Darkei HaShalom, for reasons of peace, of Shalom in a shul, there is an order that we call up the Kohen first, then the Levi, and then the Yisrael. Now, on a regular weekday, that's the order. There are only 3 aliyahs on a Monday, a Thursday, even Shabbos afternoon. You call up the Kohen, the Levi, and the Yisrael. But on a Shabbos morning, where there are 7 aliyahs, the Gemara wants to know, Achareihen mi koiran. In other words, I understand you call the Kohen first and then the Levi, but what about next? Is there any priority in order of who you should call up? So it's perhaps well known that Shlishi is a very important kibbutz. Shlishi is the third aliyah, the first aliyah that Yisrael can get. It's very prestigious. So that's based on this Gemara, because the Gemara then says, it's turning over to Daf Samech Amud Aleph there in Gittin, the Gemara says, Achareihen koirin Talmud Chacham ha'munim parnosim al tzibur. After you call up the Kohen and the Levi, you should call up the Talmud Chacham, who is appointed a leader over the community. V'achareihen, and after him, Talmud Chacham ha'ruin limnoi, someone who is not actually the leader, but who is worthy of it. And then Achareihen b'nei Talmidei Chachamim, etc., etc. So says the Magen Avraham, based on this Gemara, this is the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kof Ches, Sikot and Ches, the Magen Avraham says, HaMinag Nisfashet Mipnei Shekarin LaHarav V'Avbeistin B'chol Shabbos L'Shlishi. Based on this Gemara, there is a custom that you call up the Rav or the Avbeistin Shlishi every single Shabbos. And indeed, in yeshivas, in many yeshivas, the Rosh Hashiva will get called up Shlishi on a Shabbos based on this. The Torah says something very interesting. Shamaiti, it's the penultimate box on the page. Shamati, I heard, Sharabeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the grandson of Rashi, one of the Baalei Tosfos, Hayukorin Oso B'chol Pam Shlishi. He always got Shlishi. Every single Shabbos, he got Shlishi. The Ira by Avelus. One time, one week, it occurred that Rabbeinu Tam was sitting Shiva, he was in Avelus. V'lo Koru HaChazim. And therefore, the chazan didn't want to call him up. And the Rabbeinu Tam got up by himself on his own accord. And he said, "Kiven shehu galikra shlishi b'chol Shabbos. Since I get shlishi every single Shabbos, someone witnesses, someone observes the Rabbeinu Tam is not getting shlishi this week. The reason why he's not getting the aliyah is because of avelus. And this is a public display of mourning, which is not appropriate. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam actually went up himself to get this shlishi, to get the aliyah. The Aruch HaShulchan notes that this is particularly talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where you have more than 3 aliyahs. Shabbos, you have 7, Yom Kippur, 6, Yom Tov, you have 5, etc., etc. Now, that is the source, therefore, for Shlishi being the most choshuv kibbut. However, there are in Hasidish circles and in Sephardi circles, Shishi, the sixth aliyah, is considered the most prestigious. And you would give the Rav or the Rebbe in Hasidic or in Sephardic communities, you would give him Shishi. Now, what is that about? Why is that? So the Ber Hetzav says, if you look at paragraph 5b at the top of the next page, Kosov b'Sefer HaKavonis. Now, Sefer HaKavonis is a Sefer written by Reb Chaim Vital, who was the foremost disciple of the Arizal, and he wrote up the teachings of the Arizal. He writes, "Ha'ela Shishi hu ha'me'ula shebekruim." That is the most important. Why is that? So the Kaf HaChaim, the great Sephardi posuk says, "Say the Madregas Ha'elim b'Shabbos v'yom Shabbos shehim Zayin." There are seven aliyahs. Keneged. Now these are difficult abbreviations. Chagas Niha. They stand for the seven spheres. Chagas is Chesed Gevura Tiferes. Nahayom is Netzach Hod Yisoid Malchus. V'Hashishi Yosef Choshem Mikulam. And Shishi is the most important. Why is that? Because Shishi is connected to Yosef. Yosef is Yisoid, and that has connotations of Arichas Yomim. And therefore, for that reason, the Sephardi and Hasidic world, says the Kaf HaChaim, would consider Shishi the most prestigious of aliyahs. Interestingly, although there seems to be this split in today's world, in the literature world, the yeshiva world, let's say, the Rosh Hashiva will get Shlishi, or the Rav will get Shlishi, the third aliyah, and in the Hasidish world, or in the Sephardi world, he would get Shishi. Interestingly, the Vilna Gaon, who is, if you like, the father of the modern yeshiva world, would get Shishi every single week. That's brought in the Maaser Rav. It says there in Hilchos Shabbos Eis Kuf Lamed Gimel, "B'chol Shabbos hu oyle l'shishi." Every single week, the Vilna Gaon got Shishi, the sixth aliyah. Interesting. Now, there is a source to suggest that Shvi is the most choshev aliyah. Why? Well, different reasons given. This is the Arzarua. The Arzarua says, let's do it inside. For Kores HaKohen V'Achrei Levi, first of all, you call up the Kohen, then you call up the Levi. For Achrov Yisrael, and then you call up the Yisrael Choshev, an important Yisrael. For Achrov HaChoshev Achrov, and then another more important, B'chein Kol Shiva. In Sarfas, in France, they would call up the Rav as Shvi, the last aliyah. And they would give the reason, because you're going up in terms of chashivas until the Rav gets the last one. And therefore, he would get the last one. He carries on, he goes, in earlier times, the person who would be called up Shvi, the seventh and final aliyah, would actually get Galila. In those days, that would mean you're doing Hagba and Galila, you're wrapping up and putting away the Sefer Torah. Lokach kermis harav b'Shvi, and therefore the Rav would get Shvi, kadei shetein miglelis b'gadol shadohem, because the greatest person in the shul should get Galila. Why? Because the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Megillah, gadol shebekulim goylo Sefer Torah. And indeed, v'chein kosov harav Moshe Maimon, he gets the schar of all of them, and therefore, says the Arzarua, that could be a reason why the Rav should get Shvi, the last aliyah. There is actually another reason why the Rav should get Shvi, and that's based on the Tosfos Yontif in a Mishnah in Megillah, on that Mishnah actually. The Mishnah says, HaPoseach, in other words, nowadays, every single person who gets called up for the Torah would say the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. But that's not what it used to be like in the early days. Originally, the person who would get the first aliyah would say the opening bracha. He would say, and then he would say the bracha, and that's it. They would then lane, they would call up the next person, but the second person wouldn't say a thing, wouldn't do any brachas. They would just lay in Sheni, and then Shlishi. And then when it came to Shvi, the person who gets called up Shvi would actually only say the second bracha, Asher Nosan Lanu Es Teras Emes, etc. So says the Tosfos Yontif, Kosov HaRav, he's quoting the Baruch Tanura, V'chol Shar HaKoren B'Torah Eim Mevarchim, all the middle numbers 2 through to 6, they wouldn't make any brachas. Mishum De B'Kriyas HaTorah Chashiv Echad HaMitzvah, because it's all considered one big mitzvah. It's as if they're like one person. And Nira Ba'ina, and therefore says the Tosfos Yontov, Nira Ba'ina, it appears in my eyes, the Mishum Kach, Nehigi Alma Lemikri Odom Choshev Achrona, to call up the most Choshev person as the seventh and final Aliyah, Kadishahu Yizkev a Brocha Achrona, so he would merit getting a Brocha. Others wouldn't get a Brocha otherwise. Ba'afal Gavdo Idna, Kulahu Mevarchin, even though nowadays everyone makes a Brocha, Yikomokum Lefi Takona Hakdoma Lebirch Achrona, El Achosim Shua Achron, Yikomokum Ikal Memesh and Isramba, Haminag Mimekedem, that's perhaps the origins of the Minag, that Shvi is considered the most Choshev. Now, there is actually another Aliyah which is also considered Choshev, and that is Mafta. And this is interesting because in Chabad, in Lubavitch, the Rebbe used to get Mafta. And I guess the reason is because there are many brachas that come with it. Because if you get called up Mafta, remember, if you remember the background, on a regular Shabbos morning, you call up seven people. And then you repeat the last few psukim, that's the Mafta. You call up someone for the Mafta, you repeat the last few psukim, and he says the Haftarah. Now, the background to it, and what happens, the person who gets called up Mafta, he actually makes seven brachas in total. Two brachas for the Aliyah LaTorah, the bracha before, the bracha after. And then when he says Haftarah, he says one bracha before and four brachas afterwards. So that's 2 + 1 + 4, that's seven brachas. So therefore, in Chabad, the minhag was they would give the Rebbe Mafta. But interestingly, in other circles, Mafta is considered the most inferior of the brachas, because it's not really one of the seven brachas, which are the basic requirements. And in fact, the whole reason why you do mafta is because the haftorah was only introduced at a time when they made decrees not to lain, and therefore they allowed to lain from the Novi with some sort of, they found a parsha Novi, which was connected to the Sedra, and to show when the decree was revoked and we were allowed to lain again, we kept up that minhag of laining the haftorah, but to show that it was on a different level, if you like, to the main Kriyas HaTorah, you would lay in the mafta, just repeat the last few psukim. So it's considered like an inferior adjunct to Kriyas HaTorah, so much so that in many communities, the person who says Haftorah would actually be compensated by being offered to daven Musaf. In many shtibalach, in many shuls, they have that. So they say you get mafta, that's considered the sort of the least choshev, and therefore you go daven Musaf, that's sort of compensation. Now, so you've seen, therefore, there is sources to suggest that Shlishi is the most choshev, and that's the most prevalent minhag in the sort of the yeshiva world. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav, would get Shlishi. You see sources to suggest that Shishi is most choshev, because that's is connected to the midah of Yosef, Yosoid, with connotations of Arichas Yomim, etc. And that's most prevalent in Hasidic and Sephardic circles. Then there are sources which suggest that Shvi is the most important, based on that Or Zaruah and the Tos Yontov, in Malim Makodesh Vein Maridin. That the person who does Galila is Gol Shebek Kulon, and he knows Notas Schar Keneged Hakol, and also that Tosis Yontov, etc. And there are sources which suggest that Mafta, either it's very Choshev, give it to, like the in Chabad, or perhaps it's compensation. But there is an important Orach HaShulchan, and we'll finish the Halachashir with this. The Orach HaShulchan in the last box of the page says this. This is in Kuflam Medvav Sif Beis. Mitzvah Gedoyim, says the Orach HaShulchan, it is a great mitzvah. Levatel mashemuchsa b'fiha hamoin, to cancel, to get rid of what is commonly thought, she'aliyah zu p'chusumoy, that a certain aliyah, whatever it may be, in some circles, revi, or whatever it may be, is considered the least choshev, v'chadome. U'mishe yochel linuk ba'atzmo, if someone is able himself, la'alos la'torah b'haliyah, to get called up for that particular aliyah, she'amachazikim asol p'chisus, the people think it's the most inferior aliyah, mitzvah rabbah. It's a great mitzvah to get called up for that aliyah where people think is the least choshev. The bavonaseinu harabin harbe machlokus bomizeh, because so much machlokus comes for the different aliyahs, that I want this aliyah, I want that aliyah. So therefore, Hashem yirachim, or be'emesein lechoshtus gadol mizeh. What a nonsense! What a craziness! Shakol Torah achas, because it's all one Torah. And it's only a Maisa Sotan. So a very important and interesting sort of postscript from the Orach HaShulchan, that we shouldn't lose sight of the bigger picture. And just to finish, on this point, I want to just mention a story that Rabbi Arya Leibowitz mentions. He has got an enormous amount of shiurim online on his YU Torah, on the YU Torah site. I think he's got 9,500 shiurim. But he said that when he got to about 3,000 shiurim, his community, a Rav in Woodmere in America, and they wanted to honor him. So how did they honor him? They invited his Rebbe, Rav Herschel Schechter, one of the great poskim and Rosh Hashivas in America at the moment. They honored him by inviting him as a guest of honor. And it wasn't on a Shabbos, I think it was on a Thursday morning. And they gave Rav Herschel Schechter, Rosh Hashiva, an aliyah to give him that honor. And he's an emotional person, but when he got up to get this aliyah, he was more emotional than normal. And he was crying through the brachas. And afterwards, Rav Leibowitz said to Rav Herschel Schechter, he said, "Why were you so emotional?" So Rav Herschel Schechter said, "Because I was thinking of the words of the brachas. When you get called up, the words are magnificent, they're beautiful. Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Ha'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. You have chosen us from all the nations. The Nosan Lonu Torah Semes, and you've given up us this precious Torah. And you say these beautiful words. The message more important than which aliyah you get is to think about the words that you're saying. And I was thinking," says Rav Herschel Schechter, "about these beautiful words and how magnificent it is that a shul want to honor a Rav for giving shiurim." And he was just overcome with emotion. So whilst we have precedent for different kibudim, different aliyahs, shlishi, shishi, shvi, mafta, and of course, you know, the shira, and next week with the Aseres Hadibros, the most important thing, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, is to avoid any machlokas, and perhaps just to think about the words, the beautiful words that we say when we do get the aliyah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.